Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Raul Sanchez Uribari from La Trobe Asia and the Philippines Australia Forum, and we are going to talk about the resurgence of the interest from La Trobe in the Philippines. Good day.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, it's actually happy times for us to have restarted the Philippines Australia Forum. This is built pretty much on the foundations of the Philippines Australia Study Center that functioned for several years at La Trobe and that Trevor Hogan and other academics founded back in the day. We've been very lucky to receive the support of the Philippines Consulate here in Melbourne, and that's allowed us to jumpstart this initiative that's got us really excited, as you can see.
From Philippine Australia Study Center, it's become Philippine Australia Forum. What has changed?
What's changed, the essence is the same. We want to understand the Philippines, but we want to understand in connection with the community and celebrate that understanding, share knowledge, share at the same time what it means to engage with the Philippines at distance, what it means, for example, for the diaspora to be Filipino in an Australian context, and for Australians interested in the Philippines also to come and join in a community of learning all together.
It's engaging with the community and the academics at the same time. In previous years, pre-COVID, we've seen a lot of academics from the Philippines to come back, specifically from the Ateneo and the University of the Philippines. Is that still ongoing?
That's actually connected to what we're trying to accomplish. On one hand, La Trobe University has a very effective partnership with Ateneo de Manila University. For example, we have a joint training program for PhD students that we have been that we develop and that we have been implementing for the past 3 years. Several of our first presenters, in fact, come from that cohort. They are lecturers at Ateneo de Manila. We consider them not only our colleagues but our friends. Really, they've been a big part of what's made the forum a success in the past few months.
Are we seeing Australian academics as well sharing their knowledge to the Philippines?
Absolutely, and they are engaging with us as well. And also, one of the advantages that we have is that we work as part of an initiative that is also sponsored by La Trobe Asia. La Trobe Asia is a center, is a hub of Asian studies at La Trobe, and they have a big mailing list. So it's very easy for them to connect with the Filipino community, but at the same time with many others who are interested in Philippine studies at distance.
One of my favorite parts of this partnership is the international forum, where experts learning to be experts come here and share their research and knowledge. Are we going to see that again?
We are going to see that again. For example, today we had Irving. That was a fantastic presentation. This is the style of presentations that we're trying to sponsor. We're also bringing, we've already had presentations from Manila, based in Manila, and we're also hoping to host, for example, experts who are based overseas, sometimes by Zoom, maybe in the future, even in person. And we have a variety of other initiatives as well that we're hoping to carry out in the next few months.
And the arts. I've seen a lot of promising Filipino artists previously that have come to here and train in Bendigo. Are we going to see that again?
Thank you so much for that question. That's definitely an area that we're seeking to explore in the future in connection with, as you know, our activities in Bendigo. La Trobe is very invested in, and the School of Humanities and Social Sciences is very invested in promoting activities in the regions. We also know that there is a growing Filipino presence in the region, and we also want the forum to reach them. So that's one of the activities that we have in mind in the coming future.
The next forum would be, if I'm not mistaken, March?
Yeah, March is our next activity. There are other activities that we're going to be helping, for example, the consulate in June to celebrate Independence Day. Then we have a very good event with FASCO, with the community of Filipino students. So once again, honoring the name of Forum. It's not only our activities, but also assisting and helping other activities as well and giving them a voice and a platform.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.